Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just wrapped up the conversation with Vegas Runner ahead of the Super Bowl, and some of these props are ridiculous. I mean, will a player be arrested in Miami after the game? Will there be a power outage in the at the stadium during the game? That goes back to Superdome. Crazy ones. The winner of the 15th Puppy Bowl, Team Fluff or Team Ruff? I mean, if you're betting on the Puppy Bowl, I don't know. I'm sorry. I gotta have some questions. I really, you might want to adjust your life. I'm just saying. Colin Wilson, time for the bottom line. This weekend's big sports picks with Colin Wilson, presented by the Action Network. What do you think, Colin? You gonna put some money on the Puppy Bowl, the 15th Puppy Bowl?
Team Fluff all the way for me. I always bet on the Puppy Bowl. You know, low volume type stuff, $25, $50. But really what you want to do is look for the team roster that has the most aggressive set of dogs on it. You want
you're kidding
you know,
me, right?
Boxers. I am not kidding you about this at all. Like, I actually do bet on the Puppy Bowl each year. It's a scripted event. It's something that's already happened. So if you can do your internet research and your digging and maybe do some Reddit threads, you can find out what the final score of this game is going to be. So I'm literally not kidding. If a gambler can find an edge, he's going to find it and he's going to expose it.
That's amazing. Here I was railing on people betting against betting on the Puppy Bowl, and here my guest is betting on the Puppy Bowl. Maybe I'm the knucklehead. Maybe I should be betting on the Puppy Bowl. I don't know.
Well, it has. I mean, it is a very degenerate thing to do, but at the same time, it is a scripted event, something that's already happened. It's kind of like the Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. A lot of people, word got out that Ken Jennings was going to win that thing, and then for you know the numbers sat there on Ken Jennings at about +200 to win Jeopardy, and then you wake up the next morning and it's -150 on Ken to win, and that's your automatic signal that word is leaked out from the set about exactly who's going to win, and it's time to bet.
You know, I got to ask you. So there's another prop bet. I'm trying to find it right here, but about who's going to show cleavage? Is it going to be Shakira or J-Lo or both? J-Lo only, Shakira only, neither. I mean, there's a prop bet on that.
Yeah, there is, and I always bet no on those. So I always expect my singers to be completely fully dressed after what happened with Janet Jackson years ago. The NFL is not softening its stance on what it wants to do with its halftime show, its pregame show. They're still really embarrassed about what happened with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. So I don't expect much cleavage, whether it's from the front or the back. I would definitely be taking no on some of these bets.
Now, Colin, another prop bet I was looking because, in recent games, not recently, but considering it's such a big stage and the 49ers are in the game, will Colin Kaepernick's name be mentioned or do you see any player maybe taking a knee during the national anthem?
I don't think a player is going to take a knee just because of the repercussions that they'll get, especially from the league, from other team members, to take a political stance. The wrath that they would take, and the thing is at the end of the day, you can have a belief in Colin Kaepernick or not. If it's going to hurt your bottom dollar, and it could affect putting food on the table for your family, right, you're not gonna do it. So from a betting standpoint, I don't think Colin Kaepernick's name is going to get mentioned. I don't think anybody's going to take a knee because when you take food off the table, you know, and you might be hurting your employment, and this is the only thing you've ever done in your life, you're not going to jeopardize that.
Now, Colin, looking at the spread, I think it started out, you can enlighten the audience and myself, was a pick'em type game. When you look at the Chiefs being favored by one, isn't that almost kind of like a flip a coin? When you look at how you think that'll adjust maybe by game time?
Yeah, I actually think the 49ers will be the favorite by the time that it closes. I know this thing got up to two before there was some real heavy sharp money, some wise guy money came in and was looking to get the best Niners number. People love offense. And when they see offense, they gravitate to it, and they think that that makes the team a much better team. And, you know, people forget that the Niners do have the best defense in the league. And if you look at some of the advanced splits, the DVOAs on Football Outsiders, you'll see that Kansas City is number three in offense, and the number two team is San Francisco. So just because San Francisco had a kind of a dry spell against the Vikings, not really. I mean, I know they put points up on the board, but Garoppolo did not have any good box score whatsoever in either of those games. And I don't think he's been asked to do that. They didn't need him to win the game. And I think people forget that San Francisco can score a lot of points. And I think by the time, you know, we get the kick, I think there'll be enough big money in this that'll move this game to minus one.
Now, Colin, I'm intrigued by this. And, you know, the quarterback position, is he hurt or is he available and all that, even in a regular season game. But how much stroke like a Pat Mahomes and what is he has right now? Just in theory, I'm living in a fantasy world because I'm intrigued by this. What if Pat Mahomes, if you just flip one player to quarterbacks, if Pat Mahomes with the 49ers and Garoppolo with the Chiefs, what do you think the spread would be?
Yeah, if Patrick Mahomes isn't playing, generally for a quarterback, you give about 6 points. For a backup quarterback, it's around three and a half, four points. I know we talked extensively on this radio show throughout the season about Teddy Bridgewater and the fact that the point spread only saw about a 2.5 point difference without Drew Brees, and that's because there was massive amount of respect for Teddy Bridgewater. It had nothing to do with Brees. But Mahomes is just one of those players like an Aaron Rodgers that the drop-off is so bad, the value over replacement player is just so deep that it's definitely 7.5. It could be up to 10 points if Patrick Mahomes isn't playing.
Colin Wilson of the Action Network. Colin, what color is the Gatorade going to be?
There's so much money coming in on red. It opened up 7-1. And you would think red because of, you know, the Chiefs and the Niners. You would think, oh, this is easily a red. But do some internet research, and I've talked to a couple guys. We've had a couple guys come into the Action Network and cut some interviews with us and talk to us about all this. And the fact of the matter is Gatorade only puts out a powder in certain different number of colors. Like the blue that we've seen the Patriots before, that's because Gatorade makes that a powder. The clear is a powder. The green is a powder. Red's not a powder. Red is something that is in a liquid state that they would have to buy, and they can't buy in a powder. So I don't believe in this red Gatorade whatsoever. For me, I'm going to go back to what are powders, probably a clear, probably a yellow, and bet on that. And I'll wait for those numbers to get up a little bit higher as everybody's in love with this red angle.
Colin, when you look at some of the other prop bets, are there others that you we haven't talked about that you're interested in?
I've already bet the anthem over. I've done my research. There's been multiple iterations of her singing the national anthem, and she's gone over the posted mark. I expect that number to do nothing but rise, considering the fact that it's under what she has recently performed, and considering that the public really hasn't gotten into the props yet. Last night, Westgate just opened up all the props. But as far as the national anthem goes, nobody's really focused in on that. I expect that to happen next week. I expect the number to move. I'm already big on the anthem going over. And I have laid a little bit on the fact that this game will go to overtime. When you consider what the point spread is, the fact that these two teams are pretty evenly matched, I think buying into an overtime prop should be about 7-1. It should never be greater than that, and especially with a point spread around this. If you see any number above that, a 9-1, a 12-1, I think it definitely deserves just a little bit of money.
Now, Colin, when you look at obviously the point spread hasn't moved, pick them like the plus one, my understanding with the Chiefs. But when you look at the over and under and how all of a sudden that has risen, what is your take on the over and under? Or different people speculate to go with the under that I think maybe could continue to rise and just wait to right before the game. But what is it, 54.5, 55, somewhere around there or what?
Yeah, at some point you're going to get some buyback. And you would think maybe 55, you know, because 49 is key, 52 is key, and then 55, 56 is the next big number. So I'd be shocked if this thing ever got to 56. And if it, you know, if it gets to 55.5, that's an automatic buy on the under for me. I think people are forgetting how good the Niners play defense. I think people are forgetting that Kansas City does go hot and cold. You know, they have had some stalls on their offensive drives, especially at the beginning of the game. Yeah, this is just a huge number. And I know that there are a lot of people, a lot of wise guys that lined up with the 51, 52 and were just hitting max bet on the over because they knew that this number was going to be driven up. And eventually they're going to come back and take an under and hedge their bet and have that little bit of a window. So I don't expect this. If you ever see it at 55, I think it's time to bet an under. 55.5, it's going to get whacked by the bigger money.
Colin Wilson of the Action Network here on Sports Talk. And Colin, what'd you think of Zion Williamson's debut last night?
It's funny because there were so many people that were tweeting out, just, I mean, tweeting out about how this is how much money the Pels have paid. You know, this, they've wasted their money, and he's a bust. And I mean, all this just off of a couple minutes play, and then he hits all those three pointers. Zion Williamson is going to turn out to be, I don't know, a generational player. I'm not going to say he's LeBron, but he's good enough to be Charles Barkley, in my opinion. He's the same size. He's a power forward, a little bit undersized to be a power forward, but he can do everything that a guard and a forward does. And I think he's going to be tremendous. And right now, his rookie of the year odds, they jumped from, I think, 12-1 to 7-1 overnight off of that performance.
Wow.
He's got to stay healthy to catch John Morant in that. I mean, he's got to stay healthy. But I think right now, at this point, it's actually not a bad buy to go and get some Zion Williamson. If he continues to perform, he can possibly catch John Morant. It's a long season.
Colin Wilson, senior writer for the Action Network, at @Colin1 on Twitter. Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.